Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 6, 1805. The last day at Fort Mandan. Captain Clark writes today,
"A fine day. Visited by a number of Mandan, we are informed of the arrival of the whole of the Arikara Nation on the other side of the river near the old village. We sent an interpreter to see, with orders to return immediately and let us know if their chiefs meant to go down to see their great father." Captain William Clark, April 5, 1805.
Graveline was probably the interpreter, and the site was probably the old village in present-day Oliver County, North Dakota. This old site is marked on Clark's atlas map. The captains are finally heading west in the pirogues and canoes and sending the keelboat south. The original plan was that a pirogue would be used to deliver dispatches and some cargo to St. Louis, and that it would leave before winter set in 1804. Jefferson would thus receive early word of the expedition's progress, and in the event of some disaster, information gained so far would be saved. After consideration, the captains decided not to send the pirogue back, but to wait for the following spring and send the heavy keelboat, loaded with specimens and extra men, mainly the French watermen and soldiers no longer needed. Tomorrow, finally, on the way west.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.